all across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north. It's Wednesday, May 17th. It is 45 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. Wausau clocking in at 40 degrees. Amory, 46. Wisconsin Rapids, 40. Madison, 41. But there are 30s once again in Wisconsin. Green Bay's current temperature, 38 degrees. Waukesha, 36 degrees right now. They had what they called a pneumonia front, a backdoor front move in yesterday. It was just a weird day yesterday weather-wise, where at one point I went looking to see what time it was supposed to start raining because everything was so overcast. And I pulled up one of the weather apps and it said it was sunny outside. And I said, nay, nay, it's not at all. It's completely overcast. What's that about? And that's when I finally learned that there are dozens and dozens of wildfires burning in Western Canada, Alberta, Saskatchewan. And to look at that satellite imagery of this plume of smoke as it started to move in around mid-morning here in northwest Wisconsin and work its way south, and then to see that backdoor front coming in from Lake Michigan and dropping temperatures, you know, 20 degrees within an hour or two in eastern parts of the state. It was just an impressive weather day all around. So yeah, cooler again. We have a nice day planned. We'll get a full forecast from Weatherology in our next hour. And then a little cooler, a little wetter for a little bit, but hopefully we salvage a good chunk of the upcoming weekend. Coming up on the program this morning, it is a morning of Melissas. Completely unplanned, but not one, not two, but three Melissas will be joining us this morning. Melissa Baldoff helps us kick off a new weekly climate check, starting with an overview of the many things related to cleaner energy and infrastructure that are finally moving from all talk to action here in Wisconsin. We'll also catch up, as we do every Wednesday around 6:50, with Melissa Kay from one of our Civic Media radio stations, locally grown radio, WFHR, and she'll be part of our daily history lesson and music break. Then in our next hour, State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard will join us to talk about her grassroots tour of Wisconsin. That's R-O-U-T-E-S, grassroots, as far as getting around the state, making the case that prohibition didn't work for alcohol and it's not working for marijuana either. And it is time to talk about legalizing cannabis across the board in Wisconsin. We've mentioned before just how much business we're losing to other states. All right, so we have a Melissa. Then we've got a Todd and we've got an Aaron. So we've got Todd Alba coming up near the end of the show to talk about the Todd Alba Show. And we've got an Aaron who maybe instead of Aaron Zommers, would you be okay going by Melissa Zommers for today if we just continue to, maybe not.
No. That's fine. We can do that.
No, you don't have to. Don't go changing just to try and please my morning of Melissa's theme. That's okay.
Well, then we can call Todd Melissa too.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Melissa Alba. Maybe that would work. For all I know, there maybe is already. I don't know if there's a Mrs. Alba or if his mother's name is Melissa. We'll find out. We'll get it nailed down. Did you get the same smokiness from the Western fires? Did it drop that far down that things really got a little hazy out there, almost overcast yesterday?
No, not really. Did it up by you?
Very much so. Yeah, it was, like I said, you would swear it's overcast out there, but there was not a cloud in the sky yesterday, but you couldn't see the sun. The sunsets the night, last night and the night before were so red, just a beautiful, beautiful, rich red, but obviously coming from something that's, you know, not admirable. You don't really want to see, you know, that much of, you know, anything, especially Western Canada, going up in flames. But it made for a very smoky day. And then, of course, we had the cooler temperatures came in as well. So I'm guessing you're not in running shorts today coming into work. It's a little bit more nippy out there.
Yeah, a little bit this morning, but yeah. I imagine it'll warm up.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Coming up this morning in the Up North News newsletter, which just hit our mailboxes here, Christina Laurie puts that together. And She kicks things off talking about old fashions, which you're never going to go wrong talking about old fashions in Wisconsin. But she talks about how Wisconsin's supper clubs, taverns, restaurants, distilleries, many of them put their own spin on the drink. And as a result, some of them have banded together and created an old fashioned passport. It costs you $33 and it unlocks a buy one old fashioned, get one old fashioned free deal at more than 100 restaurants and bars across the state. Now, if you were to hit them all and use the buy one, get one discount, you would save $700 and do maybe some damage to your liver. So maybe you're not going to hit all 100 bars, although I know people who are certainly capable of it. So look for the Up North News newsletter and find out how to get that passport. She also talks about in the newsletter, a new report from U.S. News and World Report listing the best places to live in America, and Green Bay topped the list in terms of affordability and quality of life. Now, Madison made the list at number 11, Milwaukee at number 65, which is grist for the mill for those folks who like to go, oh, Milwaukee, ick. Milwaukee is an amazing place, and folks who are trashing it without living there, just frankly need to get out a little bit more. Every place has its challenges, but you look at some Midwestern cities where you can live in, Milwaukee is one hell of a place to be. We'll take a break. We've got some various headlines to share with you, including some new political ads holding Derek Van Orden's feet to the fire over this debt ceiling deal and whether he'll keep his promise on term limits. All that and more coming up just ahead on this Wednesday on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back. It's 6:33. Welcome back. This is Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We're going to start a new segment, basically a climate check. It's the latest regular segment we're adding to the show. As you know, we have Movement Mondays, which grew out of Motherhood Mondays, all designed to highlight people and groups getting more active in promoting democracy and civic engagement. And then Kristen Lyerly added Hometown Health on Thursdays, which is all about the health of entire communities, not just individual health concerns. We have Hans Breitenmoser on every couple of weeks on Tuesdays with an emphasis on issues affecting our rural economy and communities. And now we are so happy to have Melissa Baldoff joining us on Wednesdays, because there are so many ways to talk about improving the impact we have on our climate. We can talk about current impacts, like the way stronger storms affect farmers or winter weather affects seasonal tourism. We can bust myths. We can highlight leaders in policy, research, and implementation. And then, of course, our bread and butter here on this program, the political will or political obstruction that affects these issues and much more. So with that, let's bring in Melissa Baldoff to talk about a little climate check for Wisconsin. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So nice to have you here. For folks that don't know, about your background and your interest in this, I thought I would frame it this way. We're going to go back a few years and then we'll see how things are going these days. But I went back to 2019 and you were serving in Governor Evers' office at the time. And it was big news that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss conceded that climate change is, quote, probably real. So 4 years later, with the governor still facing a Republican-led legislature, I want to ask you, do you feel like Wisconsin's in a better or worse position to mitigate climate issues and stop contributing as much to the problem since the big quote-unquote revelation from Speaker Voss that climate change is probably real? Where are we?
What a revelation to have in 2019, right?
Right.
I think that we are, the good news, however, is that we are in a better place. We have the governor's plan, which is really going to help folks in Wisconsin tackle these issues, that are affecting our communities all over the state. So, the governor's plan, the governor's clean energy plan, is a really, robust framework to have, collective action and collaboration among industries, organizations, systems, local governments, big businesses, small farms, big organizations to come together and make this, fair, just, and equitable clean energy transition. So I think that's really significant. We also had the governor rejoin the U.S. Climate Alliance and commit to the goals of the Paris Agreement, establish the state's goal of all electricity being carbon-free by 2050. So I think that's significant that we have this plan to guide our work, and it really builds on the governor's task force on climate change, which Governor Evers created in his first year in office. And that task force, really did get some, build a good framework for the plan. It's a diverse bipartisan coalition, farmers, environmental advocates, indigenous leaders, utility companies, businesses, who all came together to make science-based recommendations to help the state start addressing the impacts of climate change. So I do think that we are in a better place because, we do have everyone acknowledging where we are and in that we have some work to do, and we've got some strong commitments by folks who want to get this work done.
So there have been years of recommendations and discussions and people saying, okay, when are we taking some concrete action? And then that takes us to where we are today in the Biden administration, which actually has an infrastructure week, unlike the Trump administration. Every week was the infrastructure week that never happened. So between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, can you tell us just how big an investment we're looking at in Wisconsin for initiatives that are good for the climate here?
We are looking at a significant investment in Wisconsin. We are looking at getting more than $3 billion with a B under the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed 18 months ago, that is already going to be funding 280 projects in Wisconsin, all over the state. And more is very, very likely on the way. And that is, funding things like investments in cleaning up our water. It's $369 million to go towards clean water. $2.5 billion has been announced for transportation to invest in roads, bridges, transit, ports and airports, more than $25 million to purchase clean school buses to use in our communities all over the state, and more than 345,000 households across the state are getting affordable high-speed internet due to the bipartisan infrastructure law. And, that was definitely an issue that folks in Wisconsin knew about, that we had some issues with broadband access. And, did it ever get exposed even more during the pandemic when people were so much more relying on having reliable internet for, doctor's visits, to work, to do school? So, that's something that's really significant, for so many families and businesses around the state. So, yeah, this is, this is a pretty big deal, as I think President Biden would say. And, it's something that is already starting to have impacts in Wisconsin and will continue to have even more impacts in, months and years to come.
So when you rattle all of those things off, those are tangible actions and they do have dollars attached to them. And so we often hear folks from the political right decry this as all of this spending, when what I'm always seeing here is somebody willing to do the work. Like I said, we've talked about these issues for forever, but I don't know who they thought was going to magically come along and make the investments unless we start making them ourselves in our infrastructure, in our kids, in our future.
Right. And, there's also a really significant cost to doing nothing. And over the last decade, Wisconsin has experienced 16 extreme weather events that have cost more than $10 billion in damages. So, that is just one example of why we need to increase renewable energy usage to reduce power outages and protect our state from severe weather events like flooding, shoreline erosion along the Great Lakes. There are communities, up and down the Mississippi who are really struggling with flooding right now. So this is an issue that you hear about over and over again from folks around the state, that we're getting, 100-year floods, 500-year floods, every couple of years. And, the climate change is definitely a driver of those significant weather events. Big price tag when it comes to those things. So that's, really a big cost of doing nothing. And same with tourism, you mentioned kind of at the top of our show here, that impacts a lot of our state as well. when we have these weather events, when we have warmer weather in the winter, and it's an impact on our folks who rely on tourism economy.
So. Let's talk about the rail part of it for a moment here, because between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, we're talking about some of the biggest federal investments in passenger rail and in public transit. These things that are moving people and doing so more efficiently. And yet, again, from our friends on the right side of the aisle, there just seems to be this antagonism about public transportation and about passenger rail, basically about anything that isn't, you know, just the car or the SUV or the monster sized pickup truck or anything like that. And I'm certainly at a loss to explain it, but wouldn't you think that these investments are enjoying some public support because, again, not everybody can afford to get to work in a brand new car or anything that isn't on a bus or a rail line?
Yeah, I mean, I think you made a great point. And, you know, this really is it's an economic issue. And this is about folks being able to get to and from work. This is something that's good for businesses. You hear businesses over and over again say, we need to hire more workers, we need staff, we need folks who are reliable. Well, one of the reasons that people have a difficult time, getting to work on time is transportation. That is such a big issue that impacts workers and employers. So, you know, we really need to make sure we have the most reliable transportation options that we can for folks. And if we can do them in a way that is better for our environment, that's cleaner, that's, going to reduce costs, you know, why wouldn't we want to do it that way? I think too, to touch on the public support for these issues, you know, Wisconsinites, they understand that climate change is a problem. In some recent polling, 69% of Wisconsinites said they believe climate change is a problem. And they support overwhelmingly what the governor has proposed to do through the Clean Energy Plan. These are really ideas that have a lot of public support behind them. So, you know, this isn't something that divides Wisconsinites. It might divide folks inside the Capitol, but it doesn't divide folks in Wisconsin. They want to see us save money and make energy more affordable, not be reliant on, out-of-state corporations and big energy companies. They want to see a more homegrown economy and clean energy economy right here in Wisconsin.
Let's talk for a second about electric vehicles. And interestingly enough, in talking last week with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, and we talked about the governors around the Great Lakes states that are building an infrastructure not just because it's green and the right thing to do, but because there are more people than ever driving electric vehicles. If you work together amongst the states, you're not just going to get, regular day-to-day traffic, but you're going to invite, tourism. So, I mean, there's always one way or another that one piece of this green energy infrastructure puzzle actually connects a few other pieces along the way.
Yep, that's exactly right. We want to make Wisconsin a destination, but we also know that we've got people who are passing through. So I think that's why it was so so smart to see a bipartisan group of governors in the Midwest working together to say, how can we help one another out? How can we make sure that everyone is going to benefit from this? So, I think that anytime, we can work together with, our partners in other states, with partners in the private sector, that's what we want to see our government be doing here.
So let's close on the why do all this, because again, we talk about these things, the science is out there, and yet we're finally seeing to a degree the political will and taking real action. What does that say about leadership in Wisconsin and in the country when it comes to turning talk into action?
I just think it really underscores what a priority this is, and not just for, the reasons of our economy, right? We know that Wisconsin's economy depends on fresh air, clean water, protecting our lands, you know, that way we can, you know, support our farmers and manufacturing, our, you know, traditions of fishing and hunting. You know, you can't, if the water's all polluted, there's nothing to fish for. So, you know, you have that, but also, you know, we know this is the right thing to do for future generations. You know, we want to be good stewards of the land and have a healthy place for our kids to grow up and for their kids to grow up. So I think that we're really seeing that it is a priority because, you know, things aren't going to just get better on their own. We've got to make the commitment to do the work, take the action to, you know, address climate change. And I do think that there is starting to be some more political will from folks. You know, we've seen some bipartisan work nationally. And I know, you know, as much as, you know, there's usually a fight in Madison going on, I do know that there are some legislators on both sides of the aisle that are very committed to advancing some of these solutions. So I want to give credit to the folks who are willing to do the work. And, you know, let's hope that they will, you know, keep coming to the table and keep doing the right thing.
Well, I look forward to doing this on a regular basis with you, Melissa. This was a great overview. We're going to pick some of this apart piece by piece, problems, solutions, leaders, and everything that go along with it. Melissa Baldoff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks.
And we'll continue right after this. You're up north. There we go. Thought we were going to have the electric slide to take us out of there. Thanks again, Melissa. We'll have today's history lesson and a music break coming up in just a couple of minutes. I might just play this thing all the way through. You're never going to go wrong if I just put the needle on an Earth, Wind & Fire album and come back after a while. All right, I guess I should say something more. Earth, Wind & Fire topped the charts with their sixth album, the blockbuster That's the Way of the World, on this day in 1975. Melissa Kay joins us from locally grown radio WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids as our morning of Melissa's continues. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Didn't that work out well for you today?
It sure did.
Okay.
Melissa's a popular name.
No doubt, based
at
on
least
what
it was in the 80s.
Yes, apparently when y'all came along, because, you know, Melissa Agard in our next hour and Melissa Baldoff just now. So what's new in Melissa world and everything else in Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, you know, we have an exciting week this week at WFHR. We get to talk with Mayor Shane Blazer today during our morning magazine. And then also on Thursday, we're talking with Visit Rome. We get an update from them. They have so much exciting stuff going on in Rome during the summer. I mean,
Rome.
Yes. Rome, Wisconsin.
Rome, Wisconsin. Oh,
yes.
I lived in Wisconsin most of my adult life. I know where a lot of places are. Where's Rome?
Don't know Rome.
No.
It's very close to Wisconsin Rapids, near Nakusa. Have you heard of Sand Valley Golf Course?
No.
Oh, well, that's a big up-and-coming golf course in the area, and Rome is really close to there.
Okay.
And so they have a lot of fun things going on.
I married a farm girl from over in the northeast corner, so I know about Denmark. I know about Luxembourg, you know. But yeah, Rome was one of those. Does anybody made a list of just how many places that were borrowed from, you know, like New London, New Berlin, mm-hmm. you know?
We have an Oregon, Wisconsin.
We have Alaska.
Yeah.
You shut up. We do not.
Yeah, it's on the way from Manitowoc to Sturgeon Bay. Whenever my dad and I go up there fishing, we drive through Alaska and we're like, well, there goes Alaska.
I swear to God, my mind is blown over here. I feel like I have the entire Wisconsin blue book in my head. And so anytime I can learn there's a little something I hadn't picked up along the way, that's outstanding. I suppose we could probably get back to the segment here.
We could.
We could.
I mean, because it's not worth I'm sorry. We should mention Senator Patrick Teston will be on Friday.
All right. There we go. tell you what, we're going to run a whole lot of stuff underneath Daft Punk and Get Lucky, because that was on their fourth album, Random Access Memories. It took them 8 years to make it, but he eventually became the number one album on this day in 2013. So 10 years ago, Get Lucky was on the radio every place. As far as other history goes, sometime back, we talked about the Kingsman song Louie Louie and whether the lyrics were obscene.
Well, yes.
It was on this day in 1965 that the FBI ended its two-year investigation, determining that the indecipherable lyrics are not obscene. So
it
took them 2 years to figure that out.
2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it was somebody's job to figure that out, and they're just like, they're not obscene. Has it been long enough yet? No, I'll report later.
Nope, I guess you got to keep paying me while I look into this. Wink, wink. You
know? Set this on my desk.
Yep. On this day in 1900, the children's novel The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum is first published in the United States. This is the anniversary in 1954 of Brown versus Board of Education in Topeka, Kansas, which outlawed racial segregation in public schools. God only knows how that case would have been decided today. On this day in 2009, the video game Minecraft is first released to the public. 2009, Aaron. Does it seem like it was that? Was it really that long ago?
Yeah, man. Minecraft feels like it's been a long time. I played it pretty early on in development. Not 2009, but probably 10 or 11. And to me, it does feel that long ago.
I feel like the Minecraft, you know, building blocks kind of run through your bloodstream like red blood cells and plasma run through. There's little Minecraft blips in there as well. A couple of musicians, Bill Bruford, the drummer for Yes and King Crimson, is 74 today. Trent Reznor is 58, founder of Nine Inch Nails and a prominent film composer. Now we're heading into mysterious music world for me. I don't know. Aaron, I'm quite certain is familiar with System of a Down. Melissa, you
yes.
in there as well? Okay. All right. Well, it's just Grandpa here. Their fourth album, Memorize, debuted at number one on this day in 2005 with cuts like this one called BYOB. Which, look, I'm sorry, but if you add an accordion, you really just have kind of a sped up polka. If you think about it. Don't think about it. On this day in 1989, the Doobie Brothers released their 11th album, Cycles. It was their first release since they'd broken up back in 1982. Madonna had her 7th number one album on this day in 2008 with her 11th album, Hard Candy. 21 Pilots released their 4th album, Blurry Face, on this day in 2015. It included this tune, Stressed Out.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
And on this day in 2019, Tyler, the Creator, released his 5th album, Igor. It became his first number one album and won him a Grammy for Best Rap Album, including what I hope Aaron found were the clean version of lyrics to Earthquake. And Melissa, I really never thought I'd reach the time, because I was the station manager for my college radio station back in the 80s, and I never thought I'd get to an era where so often I had to ask, now are these the clean lyrics, the version that we're about to run? I mean, I can think of maybe two songs back then where we had to specifically tell the DJs not to play. There was Jet Airliner from Steve Miller Band. Mm. Because as you know, the radio version ends with the lyric that says, funky kicks going down in the city. But some of the kids liked to play, you know, one of the other versions when kicks wasn't the lyric. And you know, there were one or two others, but it's a different world we live in now, Melissa.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Same, and it's not just the music, it's the jocks. Melissa's gotten a few memos from management not to say so many naughty words when she's on the radio. You know better than to work blue that way, but what else are you doing? You are not in Wisconsin Rapids today, it appears.
No, I am working from my home studio today.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Rapids. Tuesday is my Rapids day.
Okay, sounds good. We're making a few, we're juggling a few changes at Civic Media with shows and start times and people, and of course stations are logging on. So we're all kind of waiting to see where all the pieces are going to fall into place here. And I'm just thankful that you're taking a little bit of time each week to tell us what's happening over there. So you got a good rest of the week planned for yourself?
Yeah, it should be a good rest of the week. I might travel to Wisconsin Rapids tonight because the middle school is doing their final choir concert, and I need to go see my old roomie's little one do her singing finale for the year.
Oh, very nice. All right. Yeah. Well, Melissa Kay, thank you so much. Have a great day out there in Rapids.
You too. Good to see you both.
All right. See ya. We'll come back in our next hour here, and we will have more headlines. We will also hear from State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard on her grassroots tour about legalizing marijuana. That's all coming up next. You're up north.